A bill is moving through the state legislature that would expand the state's oversight of struggling Michigan schools. On Wednesday, the Republican Majority House Education Committee approved House Bill 4369 and sent it to the full House. That was after our next guest spoke vigorously against the bill. Lansing School Superintendent Yvonne Canal-Kamul says the move to enhance the impact of Michigan's Education Achievement Authority is, quote, not about education, it's about politics. Yvonne Canal-Kamul, welcome back to Current State.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Really, really good. Could you remind our listeners what the EAA is briefly, please?
The EAA is a parallel school system run by the governor and his appointees. That takes schools that are identified as underperforming for a period of 4 years, takes them under their umbrella, and provides them with an alternative reform model and takes them over, as it were. They currently have 15 schools, I think about 15 schools in the Detroit area, and they just began this initiative this fall.
And this would basically move the 15 schools in the Detroit area, and it would increase them to the bottom 5% of all of the schools in the state, correct?
It does identify the bottom 5%. The way the bill is fashioned right now, I believe, is that it would increase that number by 35 schools to now have 50 schools in the EAA.
And why do you oppose this expansion? This impacts Lansing schools, potentially. I think that's part of this.
Well, sure. I mean, it does affect one of our schools sooner rather than later. But really, as an educator, I'm very concerned about the fact that we are now launching into a reform model that has absolutely no track record whatsoever. We have no idea whether or not this is going to be a successful reform. There are no data that or no research that would indicate that this would be a successful reform. And so I just believe that it's unfortunate that we're willing to throw our schools into an experiment that really has no data to support any potential success.
Supporters like Republican State Rep. Lisa Postumus-Lyons, who sits on the House Ed Committee, point to increased student attendance and parental involvement in the Detroit schools, where the EAA has launched. The governor made a big deal out of this in his State of the State address and found participants who were pleased enough to appear on behalf of it at the Capitol last night. What do you make of their arguments for the success of EAA in Detroit?
Well, I think all of us can produce anecdotal evidence of success. I can certainly, bring together parents who are happy with our school district and our high school that seems to be under that watch. I can produce data that would indicate that there's high levels of attendance. I have an elementary school in Lansing that actually scored higher than the state on the state assessment. So, I mean, we can all produce anecdotal evidence. I think what we're asking for is some real hard statistical data that has yet to be brought forth.
For the record, which high school are we talking about?
Eastern High School. It's one of our three high schools in Lansing with a very rich tradition that has graduated illustrious Olympic champions and lawyers and doctors and colonels in the Air Force. I mean, we have a long history of really, really wonderful graduates from Eastern High School, and it's hit some hard times recently, and we're working diligently to turn that tide around.
You're negotiating right now with the Lansing Teachers Union, the LSEA, to, as I understand it, to extend their current contract into the future. I know you can't share much on the substance of those negotiations, but can you tell us when you're likely to be able to share something?
Actually, we met with the board last night in a closed session, and we'll probably be ready for some sort of final decision from both the LSEA and the board by next Thursday at the latest. And I just do want to say, I can't, of course, give you any details, but I want to tell you that the level of appreciation and cooperation that we have gotten from the that our administration has gotten from the teachers group is just really incredibly admirable. And if I could do anything more than what a budget-strapped district could do, I certainly would.
Yvonne Canal-Kamul is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Yvonne, thanks for joining us. Stay in touch.
Thanks so much, Mark. Always a pleasure. Bye.